Ephesians chapter 6, Duties of Children and Servants, The Christian's Armor. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is just. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest be long lived upon earth. And you, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and correction of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your lords according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in the simplicity of your heart, as to Christ, not serving to the eye as it were pleasing men, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with a good will serving as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man shall do, the same shall he receive from the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And you, masters, do the same thing to them, forbearing threatenings, knowing that the Lord both of them and you is in heaven, and there is no respect of persons with him. Finally, brethren, be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. Put you on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the deceits of the devil. For your wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of this darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in the high places. Footnote: high places, or heavenly places, that is to say, in the air, the lowest of the celestial regions, in which God permits these wicked spirits or fallen angels to wander. End of footnote. Therefore, take unto you the armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and to stand in all things perfect. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of justice, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in all things taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to extinguish all the fiery darts of the most wicked one. And take unto you the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. By all prayer and supplication, praying at all times in the Spirit, and in the same watching with all instance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that speech may be given me, that I may open my mouth with confidence to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in a chain, so that therein I may be bold to speak according as I ought, but that you also may know the things that concern me and what I am doing. Tychicus, my dearest brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make known to you all things, whom I have sent to you, for this same purpose, that you may know the things concerning us, and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and charity with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ, incorruption, amen. Footnote: incorruption, that is, with a pure and perfect love.